The federal lawsuit claims the layoffs of about half the Department of Education's workforce are so severe it can no longer function. The suit says a sudden and dramatic reduction of workers at the department's Office for Civil Rights has forced the closure of at least 7 regional offices, including in San Francisco, New York, Dallas, Boston, and Cleveland. Here's plaintiff New York Attorney General Letitia James.
The Office of Civil Rights protects students from discrimination and sexual assault, and firing staff that work in this office would put students in danger. The Trump administration's efforts to eliminate the Department of Education are not only wrong, they are illegal. And the president does not have the power to dismantle an agency that Congress established by law. And the president cannot cut off funds that Congress appropriated with a stroke of a Sharpie.
The gutting of the Education Department Civil Rights Office comes as the president has taken action to dismantle DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives aimed at leveling the playing field for marginalized communities at work and at school. Now he's taking aim at public education with mass layoffs of about 50% of the Education Department's workforce after slashing another 1,300 jobs just announced this week. Trump has repeatedly said he wants the agency shut down, calling it wasteful and overly influenced by liberal thinking. The lawsuit claims that's illegal and the president is overstepping his authority. Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell.
He does not have the power to dismantle federal agencies that were created by Congress or to change the responsibilities of those agencies required of them by law. Only Congress can abolish an agency it creates. And each time Congress has been faced with the option to abolish the Department of Education, it has chosen not to do so. The president has shown nothing but blatant disregard for the rule of law and, sadly, cruelty towards our people. And in this case, our young people. Our kids should not be political pawns. We can address bloated bureaucracies lawfully and effectively. And the recent actions by the federal administration does not.
The suit alleges the cuts will result in a loss or delay of federal money for public schools and would leave the Department of Education unable to administer college financial aid, among other disruptions. An hours-long outage on the student financial aid portal, studentaid.gov, is the latest impact, as hundreds of users reported outages this week, saying they were having trouble completing the FAFSA form, which is required for financial aid at colleges nationwide. The developers and IT support staff who worked on the form were hard hit from the layoffs. California Attorney General Rob Bonta ticks off a list of other services impacted by cuts to the Department of Education.
It means cuts to early childhood education, which we know has a monumental impact on children's development, school readiness, and future success. It means cuts to special education, which is vital to removing learning barriers and tailoring instruction to individual student needs. It means cuts to technical education programs.
President Trump has also said states should oversee education instead of the federal government. But the attorneys general argue states already do. And the Education Department has a fundamental role in that, in ensuring equity in education, so all children are afforded access to a quality one.
As Attorney General, as a father, as someone who cares about the trajectory of our state and nation, I can't sit back while the president attempts to kick our kids' futures to the curb. Trump may have forgotten to read up on the restrictions of his constitutional authority, perhaps because he's too busy turning the White House into a car dealership. But I won't, and we won't sit back while he violates the law.
Bonta says it's the 8th lawsuit he's filed against the Trump administration in nearly as many weeks as the president has been in power. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.